Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio not one, but two people who are going to provide a perspective on the fair that probably has never been quite shared in the same way. I want to welcome Sabrina Combs.
Hello, good morning.
And the other guy, Dean Phipps.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So perhaps for listeners who are not, maybe they're new to the area and they're not familiar with the names and so on, explain how it is that you have a connection with the Alaska State Fair.
You go first.
Sabrina is volunteer coordinator of a group of folks who answer questions under a sign that says, "Ask me about the fair," and that's very brave because there's always a lot of questions. And she actually started working at the fair when she was still in high school, I think.
I think I was 14. My first job at the fair.
And she delivered the Jubilee Gazette, and I think probably because one of her good friends was working in the media center, she wanted to be close to her. So that's how I first got to get to know Sabrina. And she also is the coordinator of the State Fair Parade.
Yes.
And bringing together all of those activities. And this year she's got something special that we've worked hard to bring to the party, and I'll let her talk about that.
Well, before that happens, Sabrina, since he started out talking about you.
I know, now I have to know his whole bio.
Well, just talk a little bit about him. Do you remember that the first moment when you met Dean?
I do, because I was 14, and I was super excited to be working at the fair. Dean was in charge of all public relations then at the fair, and still is, I believe. He's the man of all sorts over there. He gets everything done. But yes, he guided me in getting into the media scene at the fair, and then years later, I got to come back and help volunteer at the fair with the volunteers that point people in the right direction, and got involved with the parade.
Uh-huh. And that parade, by the way, which you both mentioned, doesn't happen at the fair. It doesn't wind through all the colored pathways, but actually happens in downtown Palmer.
It does. It combines the great history of a good relationship with the Alaska State Fair and the city of Palmer, and we get acts from the fair that march in the parade in downtown Palmer, and it's a beautiful way to kick off the first weekend of the fair. It's on Saturday, August 25th, and our big special guest that we're super excited about that will also be performing at the fair is the Colony High Marching Band, the Northern Sound.
Oh, the Northern Sound, yeah.
Yes, very, very good. Well, let's move on then, since you're the source of all the important information, Sabrina. And then we'll get backgrounding from
yes.
Dean and do that. But what would you be pointing people toward at this fair?
There's a new bathroom on the Yellow Trail.
fundamental.
It's pretty awesome, actually.
It's actually the most amazing bathroom at the fair. We were just over there filming some adverts about different new things at the fair, and I was pretty impressed. And really, that's honestly one of the biggest questions we get is, where's the bathrooms? And it's exciting to have a new one right across from the grandstand there. And it's this is a silly small thing, but parents out there will understand. There's a changing table on the men's side, and that makes
Ooh.
Me really excited. We're getting gender neutral. It's making me happy.
Well, that's very good. Just a small reference here. We were privileged to be able to get to McCarthy for the 4th of July,
oh,
and they
wonderful.
Have a parade, that because there were thousands of people at that parade.
Wow.
In a town of 200. And I was watching it, and I noticed this lady coming up with a baby, and standing watching the parade was a gentleman in uniform. He was with Forest Service. He was all equipped and standing there. She walked up, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, "It's your turn," and then went on to watch the parade. So he took the baby off to do a change, et cetera. And I thought that was incredible. And this follows right in that line.
That's right.
Sure, everybody gets
everyone gets a chance.
Yeah. So I have a suggestion. Have you ever thought of having a balloon above each one of the bathrooms, you know, floating on a string?
Look at these great ideas.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that. I actually have thought of having some sort of a balloon Red Cross or something that floated above the first aid center.
Right.
So people find that.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, it's amazing at the fair because every time you make a rule, it affects someone else. And I think there's a rule that you can't have anything over 14 feet on the vendor's booth. And so maybe that's where that idea got stopped years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's something that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, people have their phone and everything, but being able to react to something during the fair. My son's allergic to peanuts and tree nuts, and so that's an immediate life-threatening issue, and you don't need to be looking around for where that facility is.
Yes, it's also where the Lost Kids Station is, and we know that kids get separated from their parents on occasion at the fair, and it's an important place to know where it is.
Now, I noticed that you both brought with you this pamphlet, yet you, Dean, mentioned phones, smartphones, and so on. So we have a combination of holding your hand, maps, et cetera, and a daily that tells what's happening that day. There's also electronic version of how to find things, et cetera. Is that correct?
Yeah, we really think mobily now. You know, it's like learning a foreign language. When you learn it thoroughly, you start to think in that foreign language. And so we have a lot of our emphasis is on having things that people can bring out with their phone. And one of those that's new this year is you can buy your parking online. So instead of waiting in line
asking
for your family for change to get their proper change.
Sure,
and things,
right.
You can buy and you can actually print it at home, or you can load the code on your phone, and just as you go by, beep.
Beep.
Yeah. And we already do that at the gates. We already do that at the concerts. So it just makes sense to do that.
Yeah.
So that's something new. And that's why I brought the program together, because there's a lot of new things this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can buy parking online, the season pass, which is popular with a lot of local folks, it's really one of the best deals at the fair. The deadline for that is now the day before the fair.
It used to
because
be
we don't have
before.
To mail mm-hmm. parking vouchers to people.
Oh, right, right. So you can do all of this electronically.
So, you know, and seniors, actually, $40, you have admission to the fair every day plus parking. So you can go anytime you want.
Yep.
If it starts raining hard, you can go home and come back another day.
Sure.
We go every day.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. So Dean goes every day.
I go
Dean
every day.
To.
Yeah,
and
I try to walk everywhere so that I can eat whatever I want.
That's right. As many pieces of peach pie that he can handle.
Sure. Okay. So let's stay with that for a moment. And you pointed out we can go online. You can get the tickets. You can print them off. You can put them on your phone. You can do all of that. Is there any other information we should know about admission? Etc.
Well, you know, I think probably one of the things I want to make clear is people have been asking to bring the wristband back for rides.
Wristband days are back.
Wristband days are back on Monday and Tuesday. But the important thing is it's such a good deal. For $50, you get admission to the fair and you get to ride all day on one of those 2 days. But the important thing is to get that price, you need to buy it before the fair starts.
Oh.
And no matter what we say, everywhere we say it, that sneaks up on you. So
when you say the day before the fair starts, so that means by midnight on Wednesday, the 22nd?
That's correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good.
And people always ask about Buddy Days. Buddy Days this year are the 29th and 30th. That's when you buy one, get one free. And they can do that at the fair, though.
They can do that at the fair. If you want to get the gate discount,
right,
then you pick up a coupon at Holiday. You don't have to purchase anything. Any Holiday store, they have coupons.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one that I don't want people to miss because it's so new and so current is we have two gate discounts that I'm really proud of. Mm-hmm. I'm really, you know, one of them is a Military Appreciation Day, and that's on, I believe, Sunday, September 2nd. And if you're active military or up to 3 dependents or any veteran, show your ID at the gate, you get in the fair for $5.
Oh.
And on the next day, on Labor Day, we're offering the same thing to all Alaskan first responders.
Oh.
$5 at fair gate.
That's new.
That's brand new. A lot of discussion about it. you know, always one of the things is who's eligible. And I think when you're doing something that's the right thing to do, you offer it to those people who served, you know?
Definitely.
You don't, like, mince words. So I'm really glad that we're doing that.
What about the first day of the fair, Thursday? Now, in years past, over many years, I've always thought of that day as a great time to come. Things are fresh and new and so on. Of course, Radio Free Palmer's there every day. So we've been there every day for about 6 years now. But I can remember picking that as and encouraging people to think about going that day. What's special about that Thursday?
I love the first day of the fair. Everyone's still kind of getting into the groove, but it's a great day to come to the fair. It opens a little later in the day that day, right?
Yeah, weekdays open at noon.
Yeah.
And it's actually the favorite day for a lot of locals to come to the fair. One thing is the food's better.
It's
like everything is fresh. No one's tired. Everyone's anxious
ready.
To start going and doing. And so, you know, I think a lot of locals like to come on opening day.
They do.
I remember going to one place and they told me I was the first customer.
Oh, how exciting!
Is that right?
And they were happy, yeah. And I had this, and so.
And you can also if you know, having the resources to come to the fair, sometimes it can be expensive.
Yeah.
By the time, especially if you have a large family, on opening day from 12 to 2, you can get in for $2.
$2.
And then, you know, because everyone tries to figure out, okay, how can I leverage this $2 opportunity into something bigger? Some people will come in on their lunch hour and pay $2, and then they'll stay for a little bit, maybe get something to eat, and then they go back out and get their hand stamped.
And then you can come back.
And come back that night.
I get to do something very exciting on the first day of the fair.
Tell us about it.
I am a judge in the Alaska State Fair Queen Pageant, which is coming back. It used to exist. There used to be the Alaska State Fair Queen, and it's coming back this year, so I get to be a judge in a pageant.
There's been a break. It's not happened.
I believe so.
Yeah.
It was a royal tradition.
So how would all those people who are listening to this and saying, that's news to me, how do you become part of that?
That's a really good question, Mike.
Well, I will share something, and I think it's still current. I know that they're still looking for a male judge.
Oh,
because they don't want to have
a panel of us ladies,
only female judges.
So, and who would that male that's listening contact in order to join all the ladies?
You know, I'm meeting with the judges coordinator today, so they could just call me. My number is everywhere online.
Okay,
ask her about the fair.
That's right. Yeah. Ask me about the fair. The prelims are on Sunday, so it has to happen pretty quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something interesting to look forward to. Since we're on the trail of new things, new food, new acts, new whatevers, beyond the
bathroom. Can we talk
bathroom.
About the new food booth?
Let's go beyond
you
the bathroom.
You can talk about the new food booth. There's three of them, actually.
I'll talk about the one I'm most excited. Well, I'm actually excited about two of them extremely. One is the pork rinds, which have been a huge hit over here at the Friday Flings in Palmer, and it's a local family that's running that, so that's pretty exciting. And then a name that everyone will recognize, Lucky Wishbone is going to have a booth. Oh, Mike's eyes just got huge. Lucky Wishbone will have a food booth at the fair this year.
I can only think gizzards,
I hope
which was a specialty
gizzards.
That they only had sometimes.
Yes, you don't always get the gizzards.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I missing the third one?
That was added later. That's why you may not know that. This will be important when you line up there in the first weekend to answer all those questions. Bare Naked Barbecue is filling a slot that opened up in right near the near bathroom, the new bathroom.
The new bathroom. Wonderful.
And so,
that's a local favorite for
local
barbecue.
Local favorite. And so... You know, that's a big favorite at the fair, so now there's another option for that.
Awesome.
And I know there have been some increased building that over the years recently has provided pavilions, for example, and areas for people sit down and get out of the sun. And what, if anything, is happening this year? Is any construction?
I like that, get out of the sun.
I know, it's going to be so sunny.
Actually, you know, we have to thank Rasmussen Foundation for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a lot of those. BP also helped in funding some of them. I love the fact that they're all made out of rustic, beautifully well-done logs, and that they're consistent. So when you see one, you know what it is. This year, we're dedicating the new bathrooms, which the new bathrooms and the log, the largest log pavilion for eating, is next to the gathering place.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so that's the new bathrooms is the final project in that whole area, gathering place,
yes.
New eating.
And for those listeners who might not understand what the gathering place is, describe it.
It's a showcase for everything that's great about our native Alaskan cultures. Performers, craftspeople, artists.
History.
Booths, dancing, blanket toss. When we first started that, we established an area. We offered it to an advisory committee. And maybe differently than we've done in the past, we said, okay, here's this area. We're thinking about doing this. What should we do? And so then they came back with their advice and suggestions. And actually, it was a learning process for them as well, because they thought first it should be this serene place in the deep in part of the woods that, and then the folks who make crafts and depend on selling them to support, you know, they said, no, we want to be where the people are.
Yeah, serenity is good for creation, but right. Not so much for...
So, you know, originally we had a number of vendor booths that were built as part of the grant, and so we've moved them. I think our maintenance foreman, Larry Longnecker, said he'd rather not move them again.
Right.
But so that's evolved, and it's added a component. Because, you know, we're really the state fair. A lot of people call us the Palmer Fair, and I don't think we ever want to give that up, the fact that we're located in such a beautiful place, in such a community that probably was the result in the early days of why we have a fair here. And so, but we're actually the state fair, too.
Right.
And so being able to be representative, as you know, we have just this eclectic state that has all of these different wonderment things. And so we want to be a place where that can all come together.
Now, I know each year there's a long process of selecting acts that are going to be performing at the fair. I'm happy to say that we were able to interview one of the headliners, in our opinion, Johnny Lang. One of our DJs, Dan Grota, did that interview and made it part of a show that he did. And today, he will be interviewing a member of Three Dog Night.
Oh, how cool.
Good, yeah.
So we feel like, yes. Wow, this has been very
good. It's amazing when you find out the pathway and what to do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
how you can make things like that happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of my favorite things about this year's Three Dog Night is playing, you know, and Carolyn Covington, I think it was at your house at a fundraiser. She came up to me and she said, I haven't been to a fair concert since 1989,
It's been quite a while.
BTO or something like that. And she said, but I'm going to Three Dog Night.
Oh,
my father-in-law bought, I think, the very first tickets for
it. Well, there we go.
And so everybody has a favorite that they want, and sometimes we're able to get them. I always tell Jerome Hertel, the fair manager, don't give up. You know, keep believing. You'll get somebody. You'll get somebody. And I tell them, don't take your cousin to the prom. There's a girl out there or a concert out there that really wants to come to Alaska.
But okay. Talk a bit more about. We've mentioned a couple of performers. Who else? Who else you'd like to?
The one that
talk
has
about?
Been a huge hit on ticket sales, at least, is Lindsay Sterling. She's a violinist, and she will be here on the last day of the fair. But there's been a lot of excitement and buzz around Lindsay coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait too long on hers because we do have some tickets left, but not a ton of them. And once people figure that out, they will go quickly. Luke Combs is another one that is appearing on the second weekend.
Okay.
And he's sold a lot. Actually, Three Dog Night has sold a lot of tickets,
yes,
too.
Has.
And Goo Goo. I have to be careful because I think when we first booked Goo Goo Dolls, I said because it was easier to say Google dolls, and we went no,
Google dolls are from my high school time.
Right. Okay. You have to be articulate.
I know.
Carefully
you have to
here.
Tighten, tighten up.
I recognized my age this year because I didn't know who Juice WRLD was, and I had my Matsu miners that were living with me this summer, and I said, do you know who Juice WRLD is? And they got very excited. They're early 20s, and they then proceeded to play all of his music for me. So now I'm excited that he is coming, but that is a new name for me, and I'm not young and hip anymore,
I guess. Just to give you an idea, when, you know, I stumbled onto Juice WRLD, and at that time he had like maybe 2.5 million views on Spotify. As of yesterday, he had 21 million views on Spotify.
We're getting him kind of right at the peak of his popularity.
You know, I try to keep up with things, but I went home and I have a 16-year-old son, and I said, what about Juicy WRLD? And he said,
Dad,
don't call him Juicy. He'll never come.
Right.
You know, he said, you probably are getting in on the ground floor. If you're going to do it now, because in 2 or 3 weeks, you won't be able to get him. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
You need to employ Mitchell, it sounds like.
Yeah. As we move on through life.
The resident 16-year-old.
It's nice to bring in
staff.
New people.
Yes.
Who have another perspective. Well, speaking about perspectives, I know that one perspective that people have of the fair when they're approaching it, the roadways and the parking lots, I find that works pretty well. Any changes or thoughts about it? Because I know that the Glen Highway construction, it is said, will be not interfere in any way because they're going to stop. DOT recognizes the wrath of...
They will.
Yeah, we have a champion. I'm not going to say his name, but he works for DOT, and he's in charge of implementation of a lot of the projects around here. And there's a lot of pressure for companies to go ahead and do as much as they can
right
on any day that they can, and he goes, no, not during the fair. You're not going to create that situation, and that's been our protector for the last few years.
Good.
And major part of the construction is scheduled for next year, and we'll do our best to figure out what that is and how it can be turned into a positive and what people have to do. No one wants to get stuck in line, and we have done a lot better. And I think one of the main reasons is we have a better way of bringing people into the fairgrounds and keep the line moving. And I think buying parking online will lead to us having
an
express
lane.
Much
faster.
So when you come down on the backside of the Springer, if you've got parking on your phone and already bought it, you're going to go in that lane, and you're just going to be in the lane that goes beep, 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 and other people are fumbling for change.
So let me ask you both this. Well, it's a somewhat unfair question because you typically get there early and so on. But if you had friends and family that were going to the fair, which gate would you tell them to come in?
Yellow. I would say yellow.
You know, you don't always have a choice like on a busy Saturday morning because they're trying to balance the flow into the parking lots, and if so one starts backing up and getting full, or they'll route them to another.
But I can tell you,
most locals go to the purple lot.
They do. Most of them do. It's
they can
closest
get in
to
and
Paul.
Out of there. They figured it out how to do it.
Yeah.
They figure out a lot of things. Locals do because they have the entire fair to do that. They know how to get out of there after fireworks.
That's right.
They know which way to go.
Okay, to remind listeners when the fireworks will be.
The second Saturday of the fair, September 1st, and they start at 10 p.m.
10 p.m. And by then, it's even a little bit darker.
We embrace it, I guess.
We were really worried when there was talk about daylight savings because that would have affected
our fireworks.
Fireworks and quite a few of the other things, too, like the concerts and, you know, because it's still twilight or there's still some daylight for concerts, so we don't have to worry about lighting
so much.
Okay.
So
we have about 2 minutes left, so think about all that we've talked about and then what you want to add to leave listeners with.
I would like to remind folks to go online and look at the deadlines for all of the contests. They're coming up here. People are going to need to start dropping off produce and baked goods and beers and anything that they make that might win something. So go online and take a look at all those deadlines.
And I want to mention Brewtap, which is on the 31st. It's a partnership between us and the Alaska Farmland Trust. And we're going to have beers there for tasting with a lot, that are made with Alaskan ingredients.
Right.
One of them from Bleeding Heart beets. And so I think that's a really good partnership, a really good event. And I think that's going to be really important to the economy here locally as people figure out how to do that. Craft beers are really important already to the economy, but having local ingredients is going to add another layer.
That's on the 31st, so, and the Super Saturated Sugar Strings will be playing.
Yes.
Oh.
That's at that big events tent that's right next to
And a dollar from every beer goes to Alaska Farmland Trust.
Drink beer, save farms.
Whoa. Wow. That's, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, you know, the long-range vision is that we have a big craft brew festival there. And there's something called Brewgaloo in one of the Carolinas. 30,000 people come to Brewgaloo.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's happening next year, but there's no reason why, as it becomes more important to the economy and more local businesses, that we host something like that.
Okay. Well, last question. I know that many people have been going to the fair for many years, and as they get older, they find that it's a little more difficult to walk around. How are people who are having difficulty walking able to facilitate their both entrance into the fair, parking, and or travel around the fair?
There is there's plenty of handicap parking close to the gates, and then at each gate there is a wheelchair rental facility. There's also Alaska Mobility at the fair that rents the power scooters, but there are plenty of easy ways to get right next to the gate to get dropped off and then get around the fair.
Okay, well, I want to thank Sabrina Combs and Dean Phipps for both coming in here and sharing the excitement that's obvious in your voices and everything.
I love the fair.
About coming up here one week, and it'll all begin. We'll see you there. Thank you again.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day.